And now I'm going to introduce our guest speaker for the day. His name is Bryce Roberts. He does a little bit of everything in Toledo. So Bryce works with Toledo Streets. He works with Leadership Toledo, which is where I've been in this foundation of a servant leader cohort for the past, since really February. And what else? What else do you have? He's also a student at University of Toledo. He's studying to be a counselor. And so that's about a year away. There's something I'm missing, though, right? No? That's it. That's plenty. I mean, it's plenty. More than enough, but yeah, okay, sorry, okay, I'm done. So Bryce, if you just welcome him, and he's going to bring us God's word today. So thank you, Bryce.
Okay. All right, good start. Yeah. It's working now in the back. So my name's Bryce Roberts. I run a servant leadership program. That's the primary thing I do. And so I've spent a lot of time reflecting and thinking about servant leadership and facilitating groups of people who are committed to becoming stronger and more self-aware leaders in our community. So that's where I spend most of my time. And the subject of scarcity and abundance comes up in our program often. We have a whole session dedicated to it. And I think after John went through that, he thought you should come, where our theme is scarcity, and you should come and talk about that scarcity and the abundant life. I shouldn't say your theme is, you don't want to leave more scarce, I guess. That would not be a good goal. So I'm going to talk really briefly. This is a major subject, and I'm just going to talk for 7 minutes is my goal. Can we do it?
And then
I'll come in and finish. Yeah, right. So 7 minutes, that's the goal. So whoever's timing this, that's what we're shooting for here. So servant leadership is foundationally about two questions that we ask ourselves. And those questions shape our posture of how we enter the world moment by moment. And the two questions are, the first one is, what's in it for me? Which is a posture of taking. When I go into the world, into my family, into my marriage, into my office, wherever, and my posture or the question on my mind is, what can I take from this? What's in it for me? It usually pulls us away from becoming a servant leader. You can still lead that way. You can still get things done that way. But your posture is fundamentally about what I can take here. Okay? That's question one. The second question is, how may I serve? And that question is a posture of giving. In this moment, in my marriage, in my family, in my office, whatever, how may I serve in this moment? Okay, moment to moment. What's in it for me? Take. How may I serve? Is a give. Okay? You with me on that? Okay. So scarcity and abundance tie in really strongly to those two fundamental questions. I think they're both about mindset, that when my mind is set on scarcity, on what there's not enough of. John said you maybe covered this already, but Lynn Twist has a book called The Soul of Money. It's a very good, I highly recommend it. And she talks about scarcity as this moment you wake up in the morning and your first thought is, I didn't get enough sleep. And your second thought is, I don't have enough time. And then it goes on and on. You look in the mirror and you think, I'm not skinny enough, or I'm not beautiful enough, or I'm not... There's this litany of not enoughs. So from the moment our feet, or our eyes open, our feet hit the ground, we flood ourselves with this not enough, with what's not there, right? And so when our mind is set on what isn't there, the posture very naturally becomes, what can I take? Right? How do I fill what's absent? What's in it for me? Right? So that's how we connect the dots on those questions. Is scarcity causes a mindset of what's not there, and that causes, we're great at this as human beings. We're built for it. That when we're hungry, we find food. Right? When we're thirsty, we find something to drink. When we're out of money, we find ways to do it. We're resourceful and we're good at it. That's something I think we can be very proud of in our own culture, is we're great at filling needs. right? I'm sure that's true in this community. If there's a need, you find a way to fill it. But when we walk around with that as our just sort of the way we see the world, we only see where there isn't stuff. We only see where there's gaps. And we do that to ourselves also. We only see in myself what isn't there. And that causes me to live a life that's built off of scarcity, that's built off of what isn't around me. Which is okay. We can do life that way. We can pull it off. But it makes it exceptionally hard to serve others. Because if my posture is to take in every situation, then how am I going to give? Right? If my posture is to take, how am I going to give? You with me? So have you ever experienced this where you're so locked in on what's in it for me that I might choose a service project that's more about me than it is about others? I may choose to be manipulative in ways or something, or I may try to coax people or coerce people into doing things my way and make it like look like service, right? I know I've done that. The other option, so scarcity is here, this fundamental mindset on what isn't present that flows in and out day by day, moment by moment. The other option is, how may I serve? And when we talk about abundance is tricky, right? It's an abundant life. Scarcity, we get better, right? Because we know that life. We know what it's like to know what's not there. We know all of that. But abundance, I think, is a lot trickier. There's this theologian named Karl Rahner. Was a German theologian. And he talks about this world of grace, that we are surrounded by grace 24 all the time. As a created being by God, we are just surrounded by grace. And it is up to us whether we tune into that or not. Another person said that it's like you get into an elevator and there's music playing and you don't notice it. And then someone else gets in the elevator and says, "Do you hear that song? I love that song. That's Beethoven's Fifth. That's great." And you like listen for a second and you're like, "Oh yeah, I didn't even hear it." You ever had something like that, right? That's how the world of grace, it's just constantly there. It's just a matter of if we're listening or not, if we're tuned into it or not. And I think the same, so that's Rahner's idea of the world of grace. I think the same is true about abundance, that we, our souls, are not scarce. That our soul is built to last. It's eternal. It's a life-giving force. It's who we are. It's the core of our identity. And that isn't scarce. And when we connect to that, we tune in for just a moment and remember, oh, that's right. I am enough. And I'm built to last. And my life is not about taking. It's fundamentally about recognizing my own abundance and participating in that abundance with other people. Which looks like, how may I serve? Yeah? You with me? Okay. I think I'm at 5 minutes probably. So I got two more. All right. So how does that connect to the scripture passage? That's what I want to focus here. We have this image. Well, John 10:10 is blatantly clear on this. Thieves come to take stuff. They come in the night. They're manipulative. They sneak into your house. They take your stuff. Take. What's in it for me? Right? That's not what we are called to, is what John, I think the author of John is saying. Saying, we are about something else. That we have a God that's not about that. So if you want to be a thief in the night, a taker, go do that. But if you want to be a Christian, if you want to follow this guy, Jesus, that we've been talking about, then there's this abundant way of living. And that's what we are called to live from this deeper place within ourselves. And to show up with a posture that is, how may I serve? The second piece was Acts of the Apostles, right? You've heard that passage recently. I suggested that, and you were like, so you're getting it twice. How's that? All right. But this image of the beggar at the gate, I think, is very interesting for scarcity and abundance. It says he was fixed upon. So that's like the mindset piece. Fixed upon what he didn't have. And I think sometimes we are like the beggar at the gate, that we sit somewhere and focus only on what we don't have, and it causes us to ask for things we don't really need. The beggar at the gate sits at the gate every day. They say that they carried him there every day, sat him in the same place, and he would ask for alms, ask for money, probably. Right? And I'm curious in our own life where that's taking place. Where are we asking for the same things every day, and it's the wrong question? Right? Where are we saying, what can I take? What can I, give me this, give me, I need this. Film, you know, this is what I'm lacking, so I need to ask for that. Like the beggar at the gate. It makes sense, right? He's poor. He needs money. That's like easy connection. But what John and Peter say is, I don't have what you're looking for. But I do have something to give you. And it totally changes him, right? When he moves his mindset from what isn't enough and receives what John and Peter have to give, he's able to walk, right? He goes into the temple, and people are amazed by him, right? That's the power of abundance, of asking the right questions, right? That when our mindset is fixed on scarcity, we beg at the gate. But when it is fixed on what is abundant or what is enough, we may be able to walk, right? We may be able to stand up and live our life in ways we didn't think was possible. So that's my message. What questions are we asking? What's in it for me? What can I take? How may I serve? The difference between those two questions and how they're taking place in your life may be the difference between begging at a gate and walking. So what I would like to do to close here is to have you reflect for just a minute, let's say 1 minute, on the questions that you're asking in your life. And that maybe identifying a few places where you're saying, what's in it for me? And maybe rewriting those questions to say, how may I serve? So we'll do 1 minute, and then we'll continue on with the service. Thank you for some time.